Supreme Person, in its text 3 and 4. Narupam asyetato palabhyate. Nananto nachardena cha sampratishta. Ashvattam ena enam suviruddhamulam. Asanga shastrena drarena chittava. Tathapadam tatparima karitavyam. Yasmin gatana nirvatanti bhuya. Tameva chadyam purusham prapadde. Yataha pravarti prasrita purani. Narupam se tathau palabhyate. Nananto na chadirna cha sampratishta. Ashvattamenam suvirudamulam. Asanga sastrena dranena chetva. Tathapadam tatparimargritavyam. Yasmin gatana nivartanti bhuya. Tameva chadyam purusham prapadde. Yataha pravrti prasrita purani. Once more. Narupam se tatopalabhyate. Nananto na chardirna cha sampratishta. Ashvattamenam suvirudamulam. Asanga shastrena dranena chetva. Tathapadam tatparimargritavyam. Yasmin gata nirvitanti bhuya. Tameva chadyam purusham prapadde. Yataha pravarti prasrita pranani. Narupam se tato palam se. Nanto na chadirna cha sampratishta. Ashvatam rauti namulam. Tathapadam tatparimargritavyam. Yasmin gatana vitanti bhuya. Tameva chadyam purusham prapadde. Yataha pravarti prasuta prani. Narupam asyeha tatopalabhyate. Nanto na chardin cha sampratishta. Ashvattamena suvirudamulam. Sangha shastrena dranena chetva. Tathapadam tatparimargritavyam. Yasmin gatana nirvatanti. Tameva chadyam purusham prapadde. Yataha pravarti prasruta parani. Good. Narupam sehe tato palabhyate. Nanto na cha dhirna sampratishta. Ashvatthamenam suviramulam. Asanga shastrena dranena chetva. Tataha padam tat parimargitavyam. Yasmin gadana nivartanti bhuya. Tameva chadyam purusham prapadye. Yada pravarti prasruta prani. Na, not. Rupam, the form. Asya, of this tree. Iha, in this world. Tatha, also. Upalabhyate, can be perceived. Na, never. Antaha, end. Na, never. Cha, also. Adi, beginning. Na, never. Cha, also. Sampratishta, the foundation. Ashvatam, banyan tree. Enam, this. Sugriyuda, strongly. Mulam, rooted. Asanga shastrena, by the weapon of detachment. Dranena, strong. Chitva, cutting. Tataha, thereafter. Padam, situation. Tat, that. Parimargitavyam, has to be searched out. Yasmin, where. Gata, going. Na, never. Nivartanti, they come back. Bhuya, again. Tum, I'm sorry, tam to him. Eva, sir, eva, certainly. Cha, also. Adyam, original. Purusham, personality of Godhead. Prapadye, surrender. Yataha, from whom? Pravritti, the beginning. Prashrita, extended. Purani, very old. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. The real form of this tree cannot be perceived in this world. No one can understand where it ends, where it begins, or where its foundation is. But with determination, one must cut down this strongly rooted tree with the weapons of detachment. Therefore, one must seek that place from which, having gone, one never returns, and there surrender to that personal, Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom everything began and from whom everything has extended since time immemorial. Purport. It is now clearly stated that the real form of this banyan tree cannot be understood in this material world. Since the root is upward, the extensions of the real tree is at the other end. When entangled with material expansions of the tree, one cannot see how far the tree extends. No one can one see the beginning of this tree. Yet one has to find out the cause. I am the son of my father. My father is the son of such and such person, etc. By searching in this way, one comes to Brahma, who is generated by the Garbhodakshai Vishnu. Finally, in this way, when one reaches the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is the end of research work. One has to search out that origin of this tree, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, through the association of persons who are in knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, by understanding, one becomes gradually detached from this false reflection of reality, and by knowledge, one can cut off the connection and actually become situated in the real tree. The word asanga is very important in this connection, because the attachment for sense enjoyment and lording it over the material nature is very strong. Therefore, one must learn detachment by discussion of spiritual science based on authoritative scriptures, and one must hear from persons who are actually in knowledge. As a result of such discussion, in the association of devotees, one comes to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the first thing one must do is surrender to Him. The description of that place whence, having gone, one never returns to this false reflected tree is given here. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the original root from whom everything has emanated. To gain the favor of that Personality of Godhead, one has only to surrender, and this is the result of performing devotional service by hearing, chanting, etc. He is the cause of the extension of the material world. This has already been explained by the Lord Himself. Aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the origin of everything. Therefore, to get out of the entanglement of the strong banyan tree of material life, one must surrender to Krishna. As soon as one surrenders unto Krishna, one becomes detached automatically from this material extension. Om Ajnanam Timdhamasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshanam Tamini Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Namaha Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vicharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashachadi Shatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Have a seat. So, this chapter 15 is very nice. Because all the chapters are very nice in the Gita. So, there's something special about this chapter, and what is that? There are many things. Somebody told me once that this chapter is the only chapter where Arjun doesn't speak at all. It is all spoken by Krishna. Can you take a look at it? In the rest of the chapter, there's someone else doing it, but this is the only one that Krishna is speaking all by himself. I don't know how important that is. but before these chapters, Krishna has talked about the material nature and, you know, kshetra and kshetragya and about the material body, so on and so forth. Now, really, he's talking about himself, how to get out of this material world, as Prabhupada is saying, even in this purport. And so, nowadays, people like to, you know, give energies and build a model. You know, we have economic models and we have scientific models, computer models. And here, Krishna is also talking about a model. Amen. That's nice about Gita. People say that Gita is spoken 5,000 years ago. It's not applicable. But here you see that. Krishna is saying that this universe, this material world, is like an upside down tree. Now, what does, and it's a reflection, like you see a reflection of a tree or a mountain in the river, you see it upside down, right? Now, what is important about that reflection? What does it mean? Thank you. There's a very important point. When you see a reflection, something original. Reflection cannot exist if there's something not there. And so Prabhupada and Krishna is talking about that. This is example, because Mayavadis say that, you know, everything is Maya. But here, the reflection is, if the reflection is there, it means the real person exists. So Prabhupada writes, then an intelligent person, it behooves them to see where this reflection is coming from. And that should be the real inquiry of our research. We spend all our time in studying the reflection. And as soon as, for example, you study reflection, as sun comes out, the reflection is gone. And when the reflection is gone, then the whole research is wasted. And in some ways, that's what the Mayavadis do. They're looking for the real thing, and they keep on looking, and they keep on saying, this is not neti, 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 neti. Because they're not really looking at the real thing, which is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyway, so going over here, the Prabhupada, Krishna is saying the real form of the street cannot be perceived, cannot be seen, because it does not exist in this world. It only exists in the world above, which is supreme, the spiritual world. And so how can you see that? And there's several things in this thing. Is the the tree is upside down, and all we are seeing is the branches and the leaves and the twigs and the roots. And you get lost in it. It's like, they're saying that you, going in the forest, you lose track of the sun. You just go in the trees, you get lost in the trees. And here, if you can imagine that, is that, I don't know if you have seen a banyan tree, but you can see them quite a bit in the tropical countries. In India, you go there, and I've seen one, and the tree really extended like a whole city block. I mean, like 100 feet this way. It's on the Brajmandal Parikrama Marg. Huge tree. And really, you can just get lost in the roots. And the roots come up. And so, what do the roots represent? The tree. Seen the roots of a banyan tree? What are they like? All entangled, right? So the roots of the tree, they represent attachment. We get stuck on all the entanglements and the attachments. Now, what are some of the attachments that we get so attached? What are some of the attachments? Any example? The attachment to our own body, that's the biggest attachment. You're attached to our body. What else? We are attached to so many things. What are the different classifications of attachment? Yeah, attachment to, Prabhupada writes, relatives, friends, so much attached. So attachment to physical body, attachment relatives, kinsmen. And then, what is the third thing that we are attached to? Yeah, those are there. So the things, the objects of, senses. What else? Where are you from? Yeah. Belgium, you're from? And you're from? Belgium?
Holland.
Obviously, you're from India?
No.
Where?
Israel.
Oh, Israel. You too? You're India, right? Okay. I'm from India, right? Now living in the US. And so, when you're saying that, what does that indicate? You're attached to your land of birth. You're attached to land of birth, isn't it? The new Pope just got installed yesterday, but I remember John Paul II, who was from Poland. So when he went to Poland after the first time after he became a Pope, the first thing he did is very, very kiss the ground. It's my land of my birth. You see? So that is the attachment to the land of birth. Except he's now really and I'm not criticizing, but I'm saying he actually is a man of the spiritual world. He's a representative of Jesus Christ. But there was still some attachment to the... In fact, yesterday they were talking about it. Pope Francis, who's from Argentina, and this one lady professor from Seton Hall University, Jo something for Nicole. I mean, she had written a biography of John Paul II, so she was there as an expert commentator, and the narrator kept asking, so what do you find interesting? What are your comments? And she said, you know, it was a surprise election for the Pope Francis. He was not expected to be. He said, starting this moment, they were talking about how he's a very humble person. He's from Argentina. He has a small flat in Argentina. He says, starting this moment, he's supposed to forget all about his old possessions. Starting today, he was going to sleep in the papal bed, which is full of silk and everything nice. And he said, he cannot go to Argentina because I want to go back to my own home unless he's on an official visit. So he said, and she just could not comprehend how he will be able to do that. I mean, she was projecting herself, you know, starting. And this is what sannyas is, right? That starting today, if I tell you, you know, you just cannot be in Radhanish. And it'll take us, anyone, at least 30 seconds, not, you know, nobody knows we are, at least, you know, what am I going to do? Hanuman Swami, you know Hanuman Swami, right? He comes here. He was saying that when he took sannyas, and I think he did that in Berkeley or somewhere there. And then he got done, and then he got this urge to go. I guess he had to leave, right? And he had absolutely no idea. And he tells very nicely. I think that he thought maybe he should go visit this temple, like Los Angeles, some other place. But now he has absolutely no money. And then he said, somebody just came in and gave him a donation. He looked at it, and this is like old days, so like he was going to go by bus, you know. And he had like, I think that like the ticket was like $69. So the donation was like more like $65, $66. And then he happened to look, you know, just kind of put his hand in his pocket in his kurta. And lo and behold, he found exactly enough change He said exactly enough change. He said there was not like even a cent left to make $69 so he can go to this temple. Then he said, oh, now I know Krishna wants me to go there. And ever since then, he's just been like this. I mean, all of a sudden, he said, for a while, he just felt like, you know, what am I going to do? I mean, you know, and so this is the feeling that you have, and so this is the we're so attached. So we are attached to the material body. We are attached to kinsmen, relatives due to bodily relations, attachment to the land of the birth, and to material possessions, like you said, house, furniture, car, estates, business papers. What are we attached to? What's the next thing we're attached to? Nowadays, it's very, very common with the young students. We are attached to the material education, science. Science says this must be correct. Where is the proof? I want scientific information. We are attached to that. We are very proud and attached to the worldly education. Okay. And what is the last thing? Prabhupada writes here, we are very attached to our philosophy, our religion, forms, rituals. Okay. That's the last thing. I mean, most people are pious, so they're very attached to their own things. They're attached to the rituals without knowing that much who are they doing it for. And this really happened to me in India. I went to this temple. It's like in a small town. And my brother-in-law, he took me there. He was very proud that we had this old temple in their town. And since he thought I was religious, you know, Hare Krishna, so let's take you to the temple. So we go there. And the priest was doing puja, arati. And on the altar, I saw that there was a deity of Radha and Krishna. But on the left side, on the right side of Krishna, there was someone else also standing there, another deity. Generally, when it's Radha Krishna, it's just only Radha Krishna, right? Because when Radharani is there, Krishna, there's no one else. There was someone else standing next to it. So I said, this sounds odd. I mean, whose deity is that? And so he didn't know. My brother-in-law, he's been going to the temple. So he said, well, after this arati, after this puja is done, rituals, we'll ask the priest, the pujari. So pujari was a brahmachari. You know. So he finished his puja. He came down. So my brother-in-law said, who's this third deity? He said, I don't know. I'm just employed here. I just do the priestly work. So he is exactly what Prabhupada said there. We are attached to religious forms, holy rituals, without the knowledge of God Himself. So these are the five types of attachment which really anchors down, Prabhupada saying, to this. Yeah? Okay, attachment to the body. The relatives, kinsmen, friends, and all that, land of birth, and material possession. Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, science, education, right? Science. And the last thing is the rituals, etc. Okay? And So this tree has to be cut down. We're sort of lost in the tree. It's like, you see, go look in a tree, you see all these insects. They keep on falling down, they keep on going up, and they're doing all this stuff, right? The curtains will be open again, right? The curtains will open again?
10 to 9.
10 to 9. Are you... Traveling from far? From where? Okay, so you have time to have darshan? Or you have 40 minutes. Okay. All right. The first time you're here? Or? Yeah, I think I've seen you once before. Okay, all right. Okay. So you work where? Where are you? You said you work in Brussels or where?
Yes, I study in
Brussels. So we have a center in Brussels. Can you give me the card? So we'll be there. We have a seminar there this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you can come. Okay. Come any other day?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Are you from Tel Aviv? Where are you from? We have a very nice temple in Tel Aviv. Yeah. You come to this Friday evening, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday afternoon. Okay, we have a website you can check.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, it's a nice center. She and another Mataji runs it. Very nice. Small center. Next to European Parliament. Okay? All right, very well. It's nice. It's a sweet. It's a very nice sweet. Honey. Just take it.
Yes.
You like it?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. So, you know, have you read? This is a weird analogy, but how interesting that this comes to mind. Radhanath Maharaj's autobiography, Journey Back Home. He had those long matted hair, and nobody could really do anything. And do you know what they do? Somebody had to come in. I mean, even barber couldn't cut it. And so somebody had to really bring this big scissors that's used for, like, you know, cutting hay and all that stuff. Yeah, for gardening, and it took them to do that. They were so entangled. So same thing. I don't know why I thought of that. You're recording it. I hope it doesn't go there. But same energy is sort of thing that here Krishna says, Prabhupada says in the purport, that Vishnu Chakrati Thakur also says that this viruda, they're so stuck in the ground that they have to be cut with an axe. Okay? They have to be, it's not like an ordinary thing, they have to be cut with an axe. An axe represents what? The axe of? Yeah, it is made of detachment and renunciation, and it is sharpened by what? You're right. It is sharpened by knowledge and discrimination. You have an axe, but it can be blunt. Actually, I think Maharaj writes that. That scissors was also, when they got it from him, it was like blunt. It took a long time to cut those hair. So same thing here, the acts that you have, the acts of renunciation and detachment, it could be blunt. You can cut somebody. And so it has to be constantly sharpened by knowledge and discrimination. And that is the reason, you think one about it, like Prabhupada says, and I'm less than like myself, Prabhupada says that you have to constantly read my books at least 2 hours a day. Right? I mean, I'm lucky if I do half an hour. And you wonder why he says that. Because the axe has to be sharpened. It's like when you have in the kitchen the knife sharpener. And so we have to constantly read by knowledge and discrimination. Knowledge by itself is not enough. What is the difference between knowledge and intelligence? And so you get discrimination. Discrimination nowadays is like a bad word in the sense black and white. No, it's like that you're discriminating against me because I'm Indian. Or you discriminate against you because you're from Holland, you're from Belgium, you know. Not that kind of discrimination, but discrimination between right and wrong. Okay? And so it has to be constantly sharpened with that. Okay? Now, where do you get knowledge? And where do you learn discrimination? Scripture and, well, you should be giving the class here. Scriptures and the other important thing is Sangha, associational devotees. Because knowledge by itself, you come from scriptures, but you can get lost. Like Krishna says in the flowery language of the Vedas. And actually, Acharyas have said, Vedas really don't do much. You have to be in the association. Prabhupada says that, therefore one must learn detachment by discussion of spiritual science based on the authority of scriptures, and one must hear from persons who are actually knowledge. So it keeps on coming back. Associate devotees, a spiritual master who really uses the weapon and trains the disciple. Okay? And what is that first step before you can get that knowledge and before you can learn the truth? Hearing, but when does the spiritual master impart the truth?
Well, I was going to say humility.
Yes, surrender.
Oh, okay. Right.
And serving, right? 434.
Tadvidhi
Prapati Parana Pari Prishna. Yeah. Inquiry. But humble humility, asking humble inquiry, not challenge. And surrender, you will always, when you work, menial work. Prabhupada writes the word menial. That means surrender. You may work for me. But take my shoes and wash them or wash my clothes. That really means you surrender. So when we do that, Prabhupada said, the first thing one must do is to surrender to him, which is Krishna. Him is in capital. And surrender to Krishna is how? By surrendering to his devotee. And then only, we can cut this through and we can find out where the original tree is, the original root. First we have to get rid of the reflection and then, and then you see what the original is. Time for kirtan yet? How much time? It's finished? So are we done? Okay. No. Who's going to do the kirtan? They can come in? Yeah. So we're done exactly in time. The last sentence of the purport, therefore to get out of this entanglement of the strong banyan tree of material life, one must surrender to Krishna. As soon as one surrenders them to Krishna, one becomes detached automatically from this material extension. We have 30 seconds for questions or answers or comments. Yes?
So this chapter is about the Vedanta Sutra? I read that somewhere.
Well, I think it's text 15 actually. That I don't know, but Krishna says, I am the I'm to known indeed I'm the compiler of the Vedanta and I'm the knower of the Vedas. So he just said that. And I think in this chapter, was this chapter 16 or is it, just 1 second. I want to check something else. Yeah, so I guess somebody could say that. Yeah, that, you know what I'm saying? But there's something else. I think it's the, this chapter, some people have said that text 17, 18, 19, this is the, like we have Chatushloki Gita, or this, the three shlokas are the three Shloki Gita. Bhurijan Prabhu writes that. I believe it's the 16, 17, 18. I can check that in my Veda base, but so that was the So this is a nice chapter. It's all about Krishna, and Krishna speaks. It's all about it's a very short chapter, but it has the whole summary. After this, he describes what is that real world looks like, what the spiritual world looks like, where there's no need of sun and the moon, so on and so forth. So now we're gonna have a nice kirtan. We're gonna pray for Sukumari's recovery. Let's all join in. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.